Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, February 4th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hello, Rickies.
And Jason Bishop.
Happy February 4th.
As always.
Jeez. Life's flying by.
Call us at 800-636-1067. It's the same for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio.
JP, you were saying that the Wizards' schedule was easy in the next seven?
It was.
Counting some chickens.
Well, I mean, look, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are tough to stop.
Yeah, so is D'Angelo Russell. Oh, wait a second.
So is D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, none of those guys played. Oh,
Cakes has turned 180. He hates the Wizards.
No, he hates the Wizards. I'm a realist with the Wizards. That's all. I just realize what's happening.
I stand by what I said. Golden State's a bad team, and those are winnable games. And if you look at their stretch of seven games,
I don't think JP predicted a win. He just said it was a winnable game.
He was bringing up playoff talk.
Yes, because it was a conditional discussion based on them winning some games, which were winnable
games.
I'm just
telling you, it's
and
impossible.
And they lost the first one.
It's impossible.
They didn't show up early.
To me, there's been one.
Because they aren't good.
There's one bright spot all season for the Wizards. It's Bradley Beal, the way he's playing.
Well,
I mean, the heater that he's on, especially of late. That's the only real optimistic thing you can point to for the Wizards.
Did you know Big Dog Robinson came back just for this game?
Oh, he did.
And had 22?
Well, I disagree with Cakes. I actually think there's a few bright spots. I think finding Ish Smith has been a nice bright spot. I think if they can find a way to re-sign Bertans, that's been a bright spot. Rui, before he got hurt, was a bright spot.
Played okay last night.
Yeah,
came back.
There are definitely some bright spots there.
They don't guard anybody.
I watch them, and I used to coach basketball, but I just am flummoxed. I don't know how they could be better defensively. I watch every possession, and I go, well, they're kind of trying. I don't know how you get better.
Watching last night, it just seemed like whenever Golden State wanted to drive to the basket, they could.
Yeah, they just can't make stops.
When I was watching it, they had open look after open look from three.
That was early in the game.
Right.
Yeah. Early in the game,
I picked it up in the second quarter.
And then late in the game, they got back into it. I was watching late. They cut it to five or six.
I mean, the first quarter.
Well, they tied it at like 63-63 or something.
How many threes did Golden State hit in the first quarter? Because they were just draining the threes.
No, it's what's probably maddening, and we're going to have Coach Scott Brooks on the show today at 9.
Oh.
What's probably maddening for the coaching staff is there are games where their energy level, you could just see, it's palpable. I went to one of those games. I went to a game where the Wizards played the Nuggets, a game which they should have lost, and they were really banged up. Like right now, they've only got one guy who's injured. Jordan McRae didn't play.
Right.
But in
right.
that game, they didn't have anybody. Everybody was in suits.
Yeah.
So it was all these scrubs, and they beat the Nuggets because they had a lot of energy. And then yesterday, they just seemed flat. Like, you watch the beginning of games sometimes, and it just looks like a pickup game.
Right.
Often it looks like that early.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But that's league-wide.
I know, but for a team like the Wizards, when you have a winnable game, and I'll stand by what I said, all I was saying is, if you look at the standings entering yesterday, they weren't that far off the eighth spot. And they had a really soft schedule coming up. They still have that soft schedule coming up. Now, I think it's one winning team in the next six games. Dallas Mavericks.
That's not necessarily soft for a bad team.
Yes.
Okay.
For a team that's 17 wins.
You can't argue the point.
A lot of the teams were
mathematically
worse.
He's correct. A lot of teams were only 4 wins back. But what he's not factoring in is it's a bad team.
It is a bad team, but when you play other bad teams.
You play a bad team doesn't mean you're going to beat them.
No, but I don't think he said they would. He just said the opportunity is there. The opportunity is there.
He seemed more optimistic than what you're leading
on. Well, he's generally more optimistic. That's true.
I
think if you put a gun to his head, he would say they're not going to make the playoffs. Would you? What do you?
No, they're not going to make the playoffs, but they might.
I hope so.
Look, all I'm saying, and I'll stand by this, is that they have an opportunity to win some games, and if they win, you know, 4 out of their next 6, let's say,
which would be one of their best stretches of the season.
They might be 2 games back. It's dependent on how Orlando plays. Orlando got a win yesterday, so that's a.
But how often do they win 4 of 6?
Never.
And I know I know you're saying that that's it's low hanging fruit and it's
correct.
Potential.
That's the only reason why he's throwing it out there.
You know what? Just embrace a retooling year. Everybody knew this was going to be the year heading into it anyway.
And yeah, but you can. You're still retooling. Even if you make the 8th seed, you're still retooling. Trust me, there's no difference between picking 9th and picking 11th or 13th. There's no difference.
And part of it had to do with Bradley Beal, when he said that we need to establish a winning culture and win games, and he's been on a mission, was maybe the team responds to Bradley Beal's energy level and effort level and his... The problem is they're just not that good. Like, I do like Ish Smith, and he has his moments, but teams can expose him on the defensive side. Like, I saw, I can't even remember who it was.
Well,
I didn't recognize half of the Golden State players.
Of course they're going to expose him.
They post him up.
They're going to post up him and Isaiah Thomas when he's on the floor.
They're a deeply flawed roster. I like a lot of the guys on the team. We'll see what happens. The trade deadline in the NBA, I guess, is Thursday. I wasn't even aware of that. I woke up this morning to see that the Wizards are interested in Tristan Thompson from the Cavs. I don't like that pickup.
Well, I think they're looking for somebody that could defend.
He's a great rebounder, but
yeah. Well,
does he have an expiring contract? Yeah. I would assume that's...
I don't think so.
I think he does.
Oh, he still has a lot of cash left coming his way?
I think he signed a huge deal.
I'll look him up right now.
Yeah, look him
I'll
up.
Crunch his numbers.
I think he's making a lot of money.
Anyway,
his contract expires at the end of the season.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what Tommy Shepard should be doing.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Grab guys with the expiring deals to give yourself financial flexibility.
It's just, you know, just typical.
That's all that matters this season.
What? Just acquiring the expired?
Yeah, wheeling and dealing. This is a wheeling and dealing, retooling season for Tommy Shepard.
Without Bradley Beal in that starting, it's a bad starting
without
lineup.
Without Bradley Beal.
I'm just saying, even with Bradley Beal, that's a bad starting lineup last night. Hachimura's got upside, but he's just coming back from missing 20 games.
Right.
The rest of the starting lineup is poopy.
Well, they start a couple guys, like Ish Smith, for example, is better than Isaiah Thomas at this point. Ish Smith apparently prefers to come off the bench.
That's fine.
Some of the guys that are coming off the bench are better than the starters.
They started Gary Payton last night.
There's no doubt.
He gives you nothing.
But that's just the way that they like to roll it. Like, they don't like to start
Bertans. Like, they should start Bertans. Like, he's a starter.
No, instead they start...
They should start Thomas Bryant.
They start Gary Payton the second. Like, Gary Payton
the second.
They
start Payton, Thomas, and they start Mahimi, who had 3 fouls in about 40 seconds.
Right. Well, that's what he does. That's a specialty.
So, I mean, not surprised Bradley Beal took 30 shots.
Of course not. Who else is going to score for the team?
But they're not good enough to beat, you know, just because they're playing an 11-win team. All right. Well, maybe they beat them. But last night they allowed a million points.
Look, I play the long game as a Wizards fan. Maybe by the time I'm, 58, 60, they'll be decent. I don't know. I've been waiting this long. I've been waiting a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's still going to be years of waiting.
So you're giving them 9 to 12 years.
Well, it'll be a completely different roster.
Yeah, I mean,
there won't be one player on the team that's the same in 9 years.
But last night is more, it's not just a product of the Wizards. It's a product of the NBA, and we've talked about it a million times. You just can't predict what teams want to show up on what night. Because there are certain teams that just don't show up when they play bad teams. They should beat them. They're big favorites, and they lose to them. That's just the NBA in general.
The Wizards, I don't know if it was Drew Gooden or Justin Kutcher or whoever said it after the game, as I watched just a little bit of the postgame, it was like, it looked like the Wizards did what a lot of teams do to the Wizards, overlook the opponent.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. Mm-hmm. I know that, I mean, they've been so banged up. They're getting guys back together, but there was at one point they were playing a lineup. And I wrote it down at the time because it didn't seem that extraordinary to me. And I'll ask Brooks about it, but that they had never played before. Yep. Like, they're still this deep in the season, and they're playing five guys that have never been on the court together. Now, it only lasted a couple possessions because, you know, they swapped them out. But that's what you're dealing with here with the Wizards. You're more than halfway through the season, and you're still patching together lineups.
Must have been Bonga and
it really was.
Isaiah, Mahimi-ish. Must have been those guys.
You know what? I wrote it down. If you care to know, it was actually Mo Wagner, Bertans, Thomas Bryant, Bradley, and IT. Like, that fivesome had never been on the court together.
That's what they said?
Yep. All year. And, you know, that was surprising to me that you're still dealing with
that.
Well,
that was probably their best offensive lineup. You said Ish was on that?
It was Wagner, Bertans, Thomas Bryant, Beal, and IT.
Yeah, I mean, you throw in Ish, that's probably Ish.
Their best offensive lineup actually probably includes Jordan McRae, who was the one guy who was out.
Okay, everyone there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, and Isaiah Thomas is a shell of his former self. He can knock down some spot up threes here and there, and
he just looks like an old player now.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Look, I apologize if everybody said I was guaranteeing these wins for the Wizards. All I was saying was
nobody
included
said you were guaranteeing
winnable games, and as bad as they've been, they weren't that far out of the 8 seed, and so now they drop a game. We'll see. They're going to have to if they are able to get back into it, they're going to have to win some games which you don't expect them to win. Like, they're going to have to win the Dallas game, the Memphis game, which were the tougher games in the stretch.
Well, if their history is anything,
they've got Cleveland, Chicago, and the Poopies again.
If their history is anything, they will beat a couple teams that you don't expect them to beat.
Of course,
they always do that.
But they'll lose to one of those other bottom feeders.
Right,
yeah, that's true.
They'll somehow lose to the Cavs.
I mean,
which doesn't seem possible.
Dallas doesn't have Luka and goes into Indiana last night, and Porzingis had 40.
No, Porzingis can play.
Yeah, I mean, that's a team that's in the standings worse than Indiana, goes on the road and they win. That's
anyway,
the NBA.
On the bright side,
what's that?
I secured my tickets to the Wizards against Memphis on Sunday. Thank you to Jim Van Stone. My son's 13th birthday. He doesn't ever want any gifts. It's impossible.
He just wants tickets?
He likes to go to games. So, like, we went to the Navy game for
that's
Christmas
cool.
gift.
Great. Events you guys can do together.
I think we're going to go to XFL eventually.
Nice.
Not this week, but we're going to go to the Wizards game for his birthday.
I might be going to the Defenders opener on Saturday.
Ooh, nice. Good.
You securing your tickets?
Your suite?
I was told I have tickets in the suite, although there's no food in Bev. I'm a little bit salty.
Right.
But it's a possibility that I go to that game. And that's something I usually don't do. I usually don't drive into D.C. on the weekends.
Yeah, that's a rarity. That is, are you sure you're not getting paid an appearance fee?
No.
You're not slow playing an appearance fee?
Well, I'm curious your interest.
Well,
it's just because you haven't been to Audi Field yet?
That's part of it, but my wife.
She has an interest?
All right, so a couple of the Penn State kids that we know, Koa Farmer and there's another kid who's a running back who got cut, Johnny Thomas, got cut from the Defenders. All right, so when they were trying out, My wife said, you know what?
We should go watch them
because they're going to be playing.
Right. Because she's seen them play in college.
She's seen them play. We know that Koa Farmer's actually living with McSorley's right now.
Right.
You know, Trace was good friends with him. Anyway, they got cut.
Mm-hmm.
But before they got cut, she had already said, let's go see the Defenders game. And I said, all right, let's go do it. Maybe they'll play. I don't know. But they didn't make the team.
Mm-hmm.
And she still wants to go. So I put put the request in for some ticks, and they came through. So we might. It's something to do on Saturday.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a date.
You're going to go check it out. You're going to check out the XFL return.
I might bring my daughter and her friends, and they might
like it. When are we doing our XFL fantasy draft? When are we doing that? Because we did it for the first go-around 20 years ago.
If you can pull 8 to 10 guys, you know I'll do it.
It's clearly a joke.
Terps got a big one tonight against Rutgers.
They
Terps up to 9 in the rankings, latest rankings, but they are at home at Xfinity tonight, 7 p.m. tip against Rutgers. Maybe they can stop Ron Harper Jr.,
it's crazy that Rutgers is one of the better teams in the Big Ten this year.
7-4. They're relevant.
And Ron Harper's kid plays for him. So there's something to watch. That's what you watch tonight. Oh, and the Caps.
Caps against the Kings.
Caps play the Kings tonight. Yep.
Trying to bounce back after the loss of the Pens.
You said they've lost two in a row at home?
I believe it's the first time they've dropped back-to-back games
in
at Capital One.
Yeah.
Like in a year.
Guessing Holtby will be playing today.
I would think.
See, Samsonov got the last two starts.
Yeah. I would guess it's a Holtby night.
Yeah,
1-1 in those two starts.
Yeah.
I don't think he was terrible.
No reason to panic. He was okay on Sunday. Not great. Not terrible.
And these games down the stretch, I say down the stretch, there's, I don't know, what is there, 35 games left or something?
Roughly, yeah.
Maybe less, but they're important because Pittsburgh is right there.
Pittsburgh's creep tight.
It is tight.
Yeah, but it doesn't really. I mean, obviously, you want to. It's nice to have the best record, and all, but it doesn't really matter. You just want to be playing well at the end.
Yeah, true, you know what I mean? Prefer to have a home ice.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. But at the end of the day, I mean, so if they're 1 seed, 2 seed, or you know, that's fine. Just go in there.
Stink bug.
Be playing well at the end.
Stink bug on the hand.
Don't smush it.
There.
What? Don't
inside
smush Parker
here?
It.
How does the stink bug just seriously?
Go
right
flush
on
it
hand?
Down the toilet.
I don't know.
Oh, pretty don't flick
studio.
It.
What yeah, I have. We always have those, like in our basement or something.
Those
I see
bastards.
Those all the
definitely
time.
Don't kill it, or else it'll be very stinky
how
in here.
How long do you think stink bugs have been on the planet? They look like they've been
probably
on
for millions, 2 million years.
Yeah, they look like it.
I mean, I don't even know how long the planet's been here. How would I know?
Exactly.
I don't think anybody really knows. Dart.
I don't think anybody knows.
I mean, how would you know that?
All right, as always, you want to chime in. Phone number is 800-636-1067. As I mentioned, Scott Brooks, Wizards head coach, will join us at 9 o'clock. We also have Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:45 right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Did you guys take advantage of the weather yesterday?
Of course. Ooh. I played golf.
I played some golf.
Although CPO, Carpath Only, is just
that
awful.
Hurts. That really hurts.
I hate it.
It's been wet.
I really didn't take great advantage of the weather. I should have taken my nap
so
outside.
The answer's basically no.
I should have just taken a sleeping bag and laid it down on my patio, just taking a nap outside, but I didn't.
I went outside for 10 minutes. Is that taking advantage of it?
Probably.
I mean, what was I going to do?
It was beautiful. For
it was really nice.
I mean, it was 65 and...
I was tired. I took a two-hour nap.
Walk the dogs around the block. I mean,
that's a little bit.
This is what I asked Cakes right before this show.
Yeah.
How long was your nap?
40 to 45 minutes.
All right. In your bedroom or on the couch?
Couch.
I went to the bedroom.
Couch in the basement or off the kitchen?
Off the kitchen. By the way, this is just a weird thing personally. I always forget which room in my house is called the living room and which one's called the family room. And it just tilts me. I just can't keep it straight.
So do you have a piano?
Yes.
That's the living room.
That's where I took the couch. The nap.
Oh, okay. All right.
The living one that's room. Attached to your kitchen is your
usually
family
the living room.
Room
is one that no one goes in.
They're both attached to my kitchen.
I know, but the one that is in the back.
Yeah.
The one that's in the back, the left.
I'll still forget it. I'll forget it tomorrow. Well, so it doesn't matter.
The more informal one is your family room.
Yeah.
TV on or off?
No TV in that room.
Blanket to stay warm.
Blanket, but usually just around the tootsies, the feet. and at first, I started taking that with my socks on. And I said, "Well, my feet are 800 degrees.
But downstairs, you don't have the mask. I thought you sleep with your mask.
No. That's only.
He doesn't nap with it.
It's only overnight, JP.
Yeah. Right, he risks it every time he takes a nap.
Sleeping with you or not sleeping
one
with you?
One dog on the couch, one on the ottoman next to the couch.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's a dream. That's a dream.
It's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
Scenario. I think mine was better just because I was in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's when you're serious about your nap.
That's sweet
you're going
spot.
Up to the, you're going to the bedroom.
Absolutely.
And then it covers. Yeah. 2 hours.
Oh, that took a
because it was mandatory.
Substantial.
Now, my doctor told me, remember when I saw him a couple weeks ago, that he really recommends power naps.
Right.
Like 20 to 25 minutes. Beyond that, it really does kind of mess you up.
Those are unsatisfying.
They're not as good. And, yeah. And yes, I mean, if you only sleep 3 hours, well, a 20-minute power nap is not going to get you what you need.
I took an epic nap like that yesterday, too. It's always when I don't have caffeine. So I don't drink coffee in the morning, but I usually will have a soda for lunch.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I just had water for lunch. And then when I took my nap, I did go outside.
Yeah.
You know, I've got the little one. We go to the park, go to the playground. I'm outside for a while. And then I called my shot. I was like, I'm taking a long nap. And I had to set the alarm because I got to pick up my boy from school and stuff. So it was about a 2 hour, I think maybe even longer.
I also realized yesterday why I tossed and turned the night after the night of the Super Bowl. Not only because I was tortured by the Damian Williams prop
losing
bet
by
I
a half a yard.
By a half yard. Yeah. But, and I'm not blaming Kelly from Hollywood Casino at Charlestown because she's an amazing hostess and always has been whenever we've been there. But I asked her for the dreaded road soda that I drank on the way home at probably, I don't know, between 6:30 and about 7:15.
And that's probably... You're usually immune to caffeine.
Usually I am, but I think that late in the evening, it was probably a terrible
decision. It definitely hurt you.
Terrible decision by me.
It definitely hurt you. I woke up the other night while I was away. I don't know. I had a nightmare, a terrible dream, and my heart was pounding.
Right.
Now, I don't know if it was because of the dream or if it was because, you know, I nearly died from sleep apnea or something.
What happened?
The dream was creepy. It was like, the only way I could describe it is, do you remember when like those Russians stormed that theater?
Yeah.
All those people in there.
You think I don't remember that?
Okay.
What
of
was
course
that?
I do.
25 years ago?
It was a while ago.
Maybe 15 years ago or something. But it was just a bunch of people going to the theater in Russia and enjoying themselves.
Like 300 people.
And
right.
And then all those terrorists came
like
in.
Like Chechen terrorists came in.
I was somewhere where all of a sudden terrorists just overtook the whole area. Like all of a sudden guys with masks and guns just like an army of them.
Well,
like
the masks
like came over the hill.
The masks come from just seeing all the footage of the coronavirus.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean just
Andy
100
in the Mall of America.
100 people
it.
Just came over a hill crest or wherever the heck we were. For some reason I feel like we're outside.
Right.
And I was just surrounded by and it was just like it became obvious. We're all gonna die.
Yeah, you're not getting out of that.
Like
one.
We're all gonna die.
Yeah,
and then
you
I
mean
just,
at some point.
No.
In the
that,
dream.
Yeah. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because we were all surrounded by armed, like, you know, like gang members or something, and that they were gonna
probably wired with explosives.
They were gonna make some sort of statement. They were pissed off about something. I don't know what it was. And then I remember waking up and my heart was pounding.
Yeah.
Now, was that because the dream was so bad, or is it because my sleep apnea was kicking in and I almost
the dream scared you.
The dream.
Yeah, I would guess.
Yeah. I mean, my heart was pounding.
Yeah.
By the way, I thought of cakes a couple times this weekend. I never got the thumb update. Did you give the thumb update on the show?
Yeah, it's the same. I went
what
and saw
did they
my,
say?
Went and saw my general doctor.
Yeah.
And
you said just nerve? It's a nerve that's...
He gave me a card for a specialist. Now I have to
so
call
he gave
a specialist.
You nothing. You get learn nothing.
Here's what he gave me: a tetanus shot and a blood test.
Yeah.
That's what he gave me. He said, "When is your last tetanus shot?" I said, "I'm sure I can remember."
Why
that.
Is everyone pushing a tetanus shot? I just got a tetanus shot too.
I don't know.
You're supposed to have it every 5 to 7
years.
10 years.
10 years. It's every 10.
Yeah, okay, every 10.
But he asked me, "When did I last?" I said, "I have no idea. Who knows?"
Right.
Well, let me
you
tell
know
you
that?
Something that was bothering me, and I didn't talk about it, but over the last 4 days. I had a physical on last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I was a little concerned because I wasn't feeling right.
Mm.
And, you know, I did have the flu, but I was taking medication. So I didn't know why I wasn't feeling right. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I told you I wasn't feeling right.
Yeah. Feel hard to.
Like my body was just, sometimes it would go numb.
Mm-hmm.
I was having lightheadedness, dizziness. JP, I was
weird.
I was a little worried.
Yeah.
So I thought it might just be from the combinations of the medications. But I just went in, I got a physical because I was worried about it. So they took the blood and they ran all the counts. And I just got an email saying that all the blood counts are normal, including white blood cell counts. And she said this is a good sign considering your recent fever and flu-like symptoms. That was worrying me.
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right, because I, especially since my mom passed, I just think the worst now.
I know, anytime anything hits.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
So that was on my mind for the last 4 or 5 days.
What
so
did I just tell
good?
You? Always assume the worst. And then you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
No, but the problem is when you assume the worst, you're always miserable. That's the problem.
Yeah, that hurts a little bit, but you have to get you kind of move past that at some point.
All right,
yeah.
So now I just have to do the colonoscopy, and I got the pre-screening in March, and then the actual exam in May.
Right. That's good.
You so I get past that, and then the cholesterol level, I said, is a tad elevated.
Yeah, it's fine.
JP?
My dad's cholesterol was a show.
JP, I was worried about it.
Yeah, I understand. If your body's numb, I mean, that would be troubling.
Numb is probably the wrong word. I don't know. It was just a weird feeling.
The way you say, like, you're dizzy, your body's numb, I'm like thinking, like, what's the guy got vertigo or something.
Well, I was laying
like
in bed.
Weird.
I would lay in bed at night. And
well, I would think brain tumor, personally.
I didn't know what it was. I thought it was something like that.
Right.
That's why I went to give my blood.
Get it checked out.
Dude, the flu just knocks crap out of people. I felt so weird. I'm just now starting to feel better. Still not 100%. The flu is brutal. It makes you feel awful.
I know. I'm with
you. But look, you got out there yesterday. You played some golf.
65 degrees.
It was nice. I brought up the weather.
I had to take advantage of it.
I went out twice. So we went out to the basketball courts at King Farm, which is a neighborhood that I used to live in. And they used to have 4 basketball courts. And even on a nice day, sometimes there's 2 games of like pickup hoops. But if you just go in there, you usually can find a hoop just to shoot around. They got rid of the 2 courts and made them into pickleball courts.
Pickleball.
Oh, so now, pickleball.
Instead of 4 basketball courts, they're the 2 full court basketball courts and 3 pickleball courts.
Who plays pickleball?
Exactly.
My wife does.
Really?
First of all, how do you play pickleball?
Similar.
It looked like tennis courts, like from afar. Yes. When I parked the car, I was like, wow, they already had 4 tennis courts. It's a really nice park, which has a football field, has a huge playground. So Isabella loves running around the playground. Had 4 basketball courts and 4 tennis courts.
I don't even know what pickleball is.
Just picture a bigger ping pong table and a smaller tennis court.
Like a wiffle ball.
Yeah.
Do you have a paddle?
Yeah, you got a little paddle.
I don't know.
So it's like beach tennis.
Kind of.
Almost.
Maybe.
I'm telling you. It's fun.
We parked the car.
Especially when you get old and slow.
Right. We parked the car.
It's kind of fun.
And my boy goes, I didn't think tennis was that popular.
And
tennis courts, there was only 1 person playing tennis, okay? Yeah. So it's like, what's the demand here for tennis courts that all of a sudden you had 4 tennis courts and now you got to add more tennis courts? And then when we got closer, it's like, that's not tennis. And I went around and I had to see the sign because I wasn't quite sure what it was. Like,
I told you.
I know there are a couple of other. There's pickleball and there's something else.
There's paddle tennis.
Paddle tennis.
Right. I think paddle tennis might be more popular around here, but I don't like it because you play it off the fence and everything,
right.
And it's kind of weird. It's a little more racquetball-y. Pickleball, my limited, and I'm talking about extremely limited experience, is more kind of like Jason says, more kind of like ping pong / tennis. It's more closely resembles that.
But there wasn't
I like it more.
That's
Drag T-shirt should
what?
Be an expert.
There wasn't anybody playing pickleball.
Well,
so
I'm sure there's not that many. But
we used the pickleball. The problem is, like, my wife was working, and I got a 3-year-old. Isabella turns 3 in March, and my son playing basketball, so we went to the pickleball courts just to kind of kick the soccer ball around and keep Isabella busy. But nobody was using it for pickleball.
Well, people will use it, I'm sure. Maybe they have like leagues or something. Yeah. Hey, look, that's some wildly popular thing, but it is growing in popularity.
Just blame Drabby. It came from the state of Washington back in the mid-60s, apparently.
Yeah, I remember in PE 20 years ago, we used to play it all the time.
Really?
Did you like it? I think it's actually fun.
I love pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you play it, you might be surprised. Like, you like ping pong. It's better than ping pong.
I didn't quite understand the courts in that, like, in the tennis court, the lines go all the way across, you know, the net to the other side. Here, it seemed like there were squares. And then there was like a little empty spot, then the net, then empty, and then squares.
I don't know.
I didn't examine it that much. I just know that it's like Eric said, it's gaining in popularity. Bodie, guy who used to work here, is in a league out there with all his friends.
He can play with a dead foot, Bodie.
It's a great sport, especially if you slow down.
Yeah, sure.
You don't have to cover as much area as you do on a tennis court.
Right.
And it's just,
I'm
not going to
worry about blowing out your Achilles.
It's definitely smaller.
You could.
They converted the 3. Or 2 full court basketball courts into 3 pickleball courts. So it's definitely more narrow.
I would be butt sized to put one in my backyard. Now I don't have room anymore because we put this big deck, but I would have been sized to have a pickleball court.
Yeah, you should hook it.
I'm telling you.
We call it Bickle Court.
Pickleball. We could have Bickleball tournaments.
And then sell the rights to the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, hook yourself. Get a main, big sponsor.
I'm telling you, it's a fun game.
Maybe I'll see some people playing.
You probably won't, but you know, you probably need a league. Put it this way, where my daughter plays volleyball, it's 99% volleyball, the indoor facility. But there are hours where they convert it into pickleball courts, and they have people out there that play pickleball.
By the way, speaking of golf, since it was so nice yesterday, I'm looking forward to this weekend on the PGA Tour more than most weekends. Not more than the Masters and the Majors, but they're playing at Pebble Beach. And I'm going to watch the tournament going, oh, I know exactly where they are on the course. Right. I know exactly what the shot looks like. I've been looking forward to this, Valdez. I've been looking forward to this event.
It's kind of getting you horny. You're kind of horny for it.
Yeah, because I always watch the tournament, right? Yeah. And I always dreamed of being there. But since I was there in October, now I know exactly where they are on the
course. And you're headed back.
I'm headed back in November. But
when's the tour hitting Little Bennett or Laytonville?
Probably not going to make there.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to this weekend because of that.
Do you remember? Because I don't have a mind for it anymore. Do you remember like every hole?
Every hole, every shot.
You do.
Oh, yeah.
You can go through your round.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. I don't have that memory anymore.
How'd you swack him yesterday?
Well,
as the coach used to say.
Is that what he said?
Yes. Yeah.
Get out, swack him.
Yeah. I remember hanging out with Rich. He was hilarious.
Yeah.
I played well. I mean, it was my first round since November. I shot 80. But here's the deal. So I'm 8 over going to 18. 18's a par 5 uphill.
Where are you playing?
Belmont Country Club in Ashburn.
I didn't know you remember.
Right. I got good friends.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a par 5 uphill. Tee shot a little right, but I'm fine. I'm in the rough. All right. It's reachable. So I pull out a 3-wood, and there's some trees right in front of me, but they're wide enough where I can split the uprights. All right, so I nut a 3-wood, and it goes right through the trees, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, that's on the green. I'm going to be putting for eagle. I see it, trick, 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 and then I go up there, and it's in the bunker. All right, and I'm not a great bunker player.
I'm also thinking
about my score because I know exactly what I need to shoot 79.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I need a birdie to shoot 79.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do on my first...
Leave it
shot.
In the sand.
I left it in the bunker.
Oh, tragic.
Yeah, I got the second one out.
It's the worst when you know your score. You really got to not know your score.
And I told myself, I said, do not think about your score.
It's a classic mistake.
Right. You're going to chunk a shot. And that's exactly
went chunky monkey in the bunker.
Golf is so brutal to get the like negative thoughts out of your head. It's so hard.
Yeah.
But and then you entered in for your handicap?
Absolutely.
Were the greens money? Or they recently aerated? Or
no, they were nice. They were pretty fast, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it was wet. Club. The course was wet.
Well, even country clubs, they have to aerate and everything.
That's true.
So, you know, there's nothing worse than you go out there and it's hard to putt anyway. And then when they aerate them and they don't hold the line, it's a nightmare.
Oh, so.
Anyway, at least you enjoyed the weather. Seriously, it's supposed to be nice like for the next couple days.
Supposed to be nice again today?
You know it'll turn at some point and be back to like
30. It's supposed to be a little rainy today. I mean, it was raining when you came in, right?
Rainy's not nice.
Yeah, but I mean warm. It'll be warm today.
Yeah.
It
was a little sprinkly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you saw how nice it was when you walked your car.
Is it possible we could go the entire winter without any snow over like a half inch?
Possibly.
Yes. I would put a lot of money. I would pay a lot of money for that.
It'll still snow like in the March.
I feel like
sometimes.
We're still going to get slaughtered and we're going to have a couple. We'll have one or two.
I think it's likely.
Oh, I hope that's true.
I think it's likely. We're not going to have a big snowfall.
I feel like we're getting the last few years that we always are in this spot and then we get hit
all
with a couple storms.
All I ever hear from these meteorologists is the globe's getting warmer and we're breaking every year they say it's the warmest January we've ever had.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Keep getting warmer. That's awesome.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. Can we do not want any
storms. Yeah. I don't. It's the worst.
I just hate it. I hate shoveling. I hate everything about it. I hate being cold.
You're not going to have to worry about shoveling. Being cold, you pretty much
you're always cold.
Yeah.
It's true. It's a true story.
All right. Remember, later in the show, we got Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards. He will join us, Lars Zeller from the Capitals, at 8:45. Next, we continue to count down NBC Sports Washington's Big 20 here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Coming up in just about an hour, we'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Nationals Park this summer. They're playing Nats Park in July. Tickets go on sale Friday. Details at thefandc.com. If you want to see Axl and Slash and the boys.
How old are the boys now?
Ooh, they've got to be into their 50s, I would think. Early 50s?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to guess.
53, 54.
Something like that.
I actually remember going to a high school party, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And Cakes had the tape, the cassette.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Of Guns N' Roses. And our friend Mike Frazier looked at the art.
Yes.
Because I believe the art was kind of
well, some of the inner artwork on the, if I remember it correctly, was definitely controversial for Appetite for Destruction. Not the cover art, but the the inside, like either the album or
I just remember him,
the foldout.
I remember him joning on you like, what are you listening to?
Well,
because you listened to hardcore heavy metal back then, and turns out Guns N' Roses was excellent.
JP, all I was the tip of the spear. I basically discovered Guns N' Roses in our neighborhood.
You liked Guns N' Roses, but you also liked L.A. Guns.
Sure. I was into the hair metal. I was on hair metal and regular metal, thanks to my man Johnny Park at Eleanor Roosevelt.
You like Dokken?
Yes.
Some of those things.
Cinderella. Just tick off all the hair metal bands. Yeah. Rat, Motley Crue. Loved them all. Still listen a little bit, but kind of veering away from that at this point.
All right, I believe we're going to give listeners a chance to win the Guns N' Roses four-pack of tickets at 7:45 this morning.
Yes. Axl is 57, by the way.
There you go.
Not early 50s. That's
wow.
That's approaching late 50s.
Yes. Of course, every morning we've been counting down the region's 20 most impactful sports stories from the past two decades with NBC Sports Washington's Big 20. It's been determined by a panel of media members, former athletes, other experts, news stories counting down to number one. We reveal them each weekday through February 13th on NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20. Today, we're at number nine. Maybe it should be number eight. We're at number nine. Alex Ovechkin's draft starts the Rock the Red era of the Big 20 presented by McLean Mortgage, guiding you along the journey of home ownership.
Ovi in 2004 being drafted by the Washington Capitals. And you look first off a couple of things there. You realize just how desperate the team was to be able to have a franchise player, a player that would lead them to the Stanley Cup. And then also you realize that the jerseys are a different color. Mm-hmm. And you had to wait through the lockout for him to get out there out. And then finally in 2007, when he is a year in the old jerseys, they get to rocking the red.
You know, anytime you see those old pictures of when Ovi was drafted,
mm-hmm.
He just looks so frigging young. Was he like 17 or 18? I don't know how old he was.
I'm guessing.
And then there was a picture I just saw for the first time. I'm sure people have seen it a million times, but it's the first time I've seen it, certainly in a long time. Was a picture of Ovi with Gretzky some 20-some years ago. It was either right around when he was drafted. And Gretzky looks a lot younger, obviously. Looks like maybe a few years after he played. And Ovi looks like he's like 16 years old. But like, what an iconic
Ovi
photo.
Ovi had a wrinkled shirt. His hair was
all dark. Hair and was greasy. A mess. Yeah, he just looked terrible, kind of. Yeah. Right?
We talk about
700 goals later.
Yeah, we talk about whether a team should tank and should you have the top pick. And I don't think any of us truly support tanking, except for maybe Cakes. But man, when you hit on a pick like that, it does change everything. We talked about it with the Nationals too, with Strasburg and Harper. Like, those are hits. When you actually hit that number
one
pick,
are true generational.
It changes the trajectory of your franchise. That's why the Caps have been so good for so long. Obviously, there are other players that have contributed, but it's Ovi starting.
It's Ovi there.
The whole Ovi era has been good.
Also, in the first round in that same draft, Mike Green was picked by the Washington Capitals. And then 2 years later, the Caps, another massive hit, Backstrom with the fourth overall pick in the first round.
That's
so
huge.
Those are all that hits. Set the cornerstone for the franchise.
Is Greeny still in the league?
Last time I checked, still with the Red Wings, unless he's gotten dealt.
Really?
But he's definitely still in the league.
Still in the league, still collecting fat paychecks last time I checked.
Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was a beast.
He was a huge part of the foundation of this franchise.
Yeah.
He's still playing for Detroit, apparently.
Yep. But, when you hit on an Ovi,
the worst team in the league.
It sucks when you miss, like when the Wizards took Kwame Brown. You know what I mean?
Well, it wasn't their fault. I mean, who else was in that draft that year?
It was Eddie Curry.
Tyson Chandler.
Yeah, I mean,
There probably was a gem in that draft.
Yeah, but not anyone that was going to go one overall. Like, of the choices, you know, there just wasn't an iconic player in that draft. Luckily,
it doesn't always have to be number one, as we said. You know, Giannis was drafted.
Yeah, but that's really
of the
rare.
First round. I know, but We're fortunate that we were able to draft somebody like that that has made the Caps relevant the entire time, basically the entire time we've been doing the show.
Well, as long as we're alive, I mean, he's going to be on the Mount Rushmore of DC sports, like for our lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just
no one
will supplant him. He will always have his spot.
I mean, he's the greatest goal scorer of his generation. And if he stays healthy, he's going to threaten Wayne Gretzky for greatest of all time. Has to be goal era adjusted, even better than Gretzky, because Gretzky was scoring them in an era where it was much easier to score goals than it is for Ovi. That's true.
It's very hard to compare the eras.
True.
It is.
Where does Sidney Crosby stack up with goals?
I mean,
he's more of an all-around
points guy than goals guy. I don't know what his goal numbers are. I'm sure they're high. I mean, he's been in the league forever.
And he's going to go down one of the all-time greats, too.
Absolutely.
You can pick your poison, which one you prefer. Obviously, those of us here in D.C. are partial.
Sidney Crosby has...
Where is he on the list?
Hold on. Let me just...
So, Ovi's what, like ninth now?
He's got 455.
Oh, it's way down the list.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, but just not as...
Ovi's either ninth or eighth. I have to double-check that because he just passed...
I'm going to say it was eighth.
I think he just passed Messier in the game against Ottawa. Because I know that the Ottawa fans gave him a standing O before he left the ice. Right.
Whenever he retires, 4 or 5 years from now, he retires, it's gonna feel like a thud.
Afterwards?
Yes. You mean the Caps.
Next... Yeah, hopefully.
No, because Vrana is going to take over.
Yeah, you get that young blood in there.
Kuzi. Who knows? None of them will be the same.
No, of course not.
He's
a legend.
It's an often overused phrase, like a generational type talent. Ovi is that.
Yeah.
He's the embodiment of that.
He's the greatest player that we'll ever see live and in person play.
In any sport?
In hockey, in the NHL.
I'm trying to think in any sport. I might even agree.
Possibly.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Dwayne Haskins would be a Hall of Famer.
Forgot.
Super Bowls.
I just want him to be good.
Yeah. Forgot about Chase Young, who's not even a Redskin yet. Forgot about him. I understand.
All right. You want to chime in on anything? Phone number's 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.